You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lisa Desjardins of the PBS NewsHour, in for Lizzie O'Leary. Now, a quiz. A one-question cheating quiz. You are thirsty. You have no money. You've got nothing to drink. You open your office fridge, and under that magical light, you find 6 cans of Coke and 6 $1 bills. There's no one watching. Do you take anything? A man named Dan Ariely can probably tell you exactly what you do. Ariely is a professor at Duke University. He studies cheating behavior, and he's run dozens of experiments. I started by asking him a basic question. Why do we cheat?
There's lots of motivations to cheat. For example, caring about other people, white lies, doing something that is good. I've been talking to lots of big cheaters, and everybody I've talked to started for very non-selfish reasons. The company was not doing so well. They had this accounting thing. People were taking tremendously personal risks to help a company, right? Eventually, those people went to jail themselves, but they started by wanting to help the company. So our motivations are often social and not individual.
Can you talk about how we rationalize cheating in the economy?
Rationalization is one of the best things that we do as people. Like, we're unbelievably good at this. And there are many ways to rationalize. So, for example, one of the ways to rationalize is that we're doing something for somebody else. Another rationalization is not seeing who is suffering. And that's incredibly common in the financial market. So, you know, what we see is when people come and they steal money from us, they steal much less than if they steal it by stealing first tokens, something that doesn't look like money, that then becomes money.
Right, the farther away you are from directly taking money, the more you think it's okay. I know you had a great experiment where you put like 6 Cokes in a fridge in college.
Yes.
And all $6, and the college students all stole the Coke, but they didn't take the money. And so there's something that you're getting at there where we rationalize taking goods that we feel we need versus taking money that seems like it's directly coming from someone. So I want to bring this all back around to the economy. We are at a time when we are more than an arm's distance from the products that we buy. We buy things online through computers. We don't see anyone who makes them. We don't even see the people who ship them. We're paying for things with credit cards that are just numbers. It's not dollars in our hands anymore. Does this mean that we may have more incentive to deceive because the internet is a little bit more arm's length, at least in that one part of our economy?
So I think the answer is absolutely yes. The way things are going right now, we have a much easier time being dishonest and rationalizing. Think about all the people who download illegal content online, right? Those same people would never go to a coffee shop and have coffee and escape without paying, even if nobody could catch them. We do need to think about how we're going to fight it. What kind of system do we want to create so that our human nature that is common to all of us would not let us go down this path? Because if we go down this path, it's just not good for anybody. And we have to understand that trust is a common good. If everybody trusts everybody else, life is good. The moment we stop trusting each other, the fabric of society really deteriorates, and we're all going to pay that price for a very long time.
There's something I can't quite get my head around, but I want to ask you, what would our economy, what would our world look like without any cheating?
So first of all, when we think about the world without cheating, let's think about our personal lives. And ask yourself, you know, would you like to live with somebody who always told you the brutal truth? Right? Think about things like your breath is smelling, you have green things between your teeth. There's lots of stuff that we just don't want to know. The reality is that it's not clear that we want a perfect, honest world. It's also clear that we don't want a perfect, dishonest world. And the real question is, how do we balance it? And how do we balance it differently in the social realm and in the business realm? And I think the other element to figure out is that it's really about biased incentives. We need to understand that conflicts of interest are incredibly damaging for society.
Dan Ariely, the James B. Duke Professor of Psychology and Behavioral Economics, and an honest man in a very tricky world. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.